Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. Tonight we're going to talk about Talent and Lowry 13, Amy Ligner's new book. And Amy is a very gifted editor, author, ghostwriter, and also an all-around good person, a good friend, and she edits my book, and I want to bring on the very beautiful and talented Amy Ligner. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Thank you, Robert. You always make me feel good, I have to say.
Well, you know, here's the thing. The world needs a little feel-good right now.
Oh, boy, yes. Well, you know, it's 12-12. We all survived, so we should all be happy.
Yeah, and we still got 12-21 to go.
Oh, but, yeah. They'll make up another day by week's end, you know.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, Amy, tell us about your new book, Talent and Lowry 13, and what's happening with it.
Well, I have to say it's very exciting. Suspense Publishing are the people who have put Talent and Lowry on the map. There are six more after this one. The first one is called 13, and it came out December 1st. And I have to tell you, I'm just blown away. I've been getting emails and reviews, and people are calling it the Da Vinci Code with hearts, and they love the main character. And it's just really, it's been quite a blessing, this book. I started writing this series about 5 years ago, so it's been around for a while in my own mind and in my own house. So it's so great to be able to get it out there to everybody.
And, you know, and Amy is a very talented writer, so you can imagine what the book is. And the book is available on...
Oh, you can get it on the Amazon. It's for Kindle, for Nook, Smashwords, CreateSpace. It's all over the place, actually, right now. And if people go on www.talent, and that's spelled with two L's, and Lowry, Lowery, .blogspot.com, it shows you everywhere you can buy it.
And also, Amy, when somebody sits down to read the book, what is they're going to come up with?
Well, you want an adventure when you pick this one up. These are all adventures, to let you know what the series is all about. I'm very much into puzzles. My mother was a research librarian her whole life, so I'm very, very into history and ancient history and doing as much research as possible. And when 13 first came along, the main character is the head librarian of research at the New York Public Library, and she's very witty and she's very sarcastic and she's very strong. And she has a brain that's a lot like an encyclopedia. And when she finds someone in the basement of the New York Public Library, and he's not doing very nice things, he's blown up half of the wall, and he has found a book that was left inside there by Andrew Carnegie when the foundation was laid, the cornerstone was laid of the New York Public Library. And for people who don't know, Carnegie was very much involved in, I don't want to say a cult, so we're going to go with an organization here, and which is very true, and it's based on truth. And in that organization were people like Aleister Crowley, who a lot of people will know. He used to call himself the devil, and he had some very interesting organizations himself, and he had a lot of followers. And you put this book together, and it becomes a puzzle. And it starts connecting the New York Public Library to the Winchester House in San Francisco, which is a haunted house, and Jack the Ripper, and all the way to Glastonbury, where they find a very large secret. So it's Indiana Jones, if you look at it that way. It's just a lot of fun, and it's a big adventure. And each book goes from this puzzle, and each book is a new puzzle. So it's just a lot of fun.
It sounds like a very interesting book. And where in the book is the Winchester House? Is that in the middle, the beginning?
The very first part of the puzzle they go on is the Winchester House. So it's very early on in the book.
And so they get to go on a worldwide tour without leaving their house or anything. They can just read your book and go forward.
There you go. There you go. You can learn everything you want to know. In the next book, you'll go to Petra. In the book after that, you'll go to Athens. And you're just going to go all over the world with this librarian who finds a whole bunch of stuff out that will be very interesting and fun for you to learn.
And as you're moving forward in this book, what is the thing you feel that's going to catch people's interest first?
Well, I'm hoping two things, actually. The main character, her name is Leia, Talent. That's why it's called Talent and Lowry. And she is just very unique. She's a very interesting individual who's a lot of fun. She is sarcastic, not in a cold way, in a fun way. And she just knows so much information. And she can be thrilling and adventurous and also very much a librarian all at the same time. And the letters that I've gotten back from people who are reading it and have read it already, they say they really love her and they can't wait to see what she does in the next six. So I hope that comes across very fast. And I hope the fact that just having a book in your hand nowadays that is suspenseful and you have your romance in there, you have a little bit of everything in there, and you can just literally have a good afternoon. You know, you can sit and read a book and have a lot of fun, and you don't have to worry about things for at least, you know, a couple hours while you're reading that. So I'd like to take people on an adventure, and that's what these books are going to do.
And that sounds good. And Amy, when they go on this journey and they keep going around the world, what is going to happen with their own life? Do you feel that will open up their own inquisitiveness to expand who they are and go forward?
Oh, yes. There's a lot of twists and turns in here. After 13 is over and the next one comes out, it's called The Sapphire Storm, you're going to find out a whole bunch of new stuff about Leia that she didn't even know. And in every book, there's at least, 20, 25 twists and turns that you weren't expecting. So every time you think you know exactly what's going to happen, you don't. And that's what I try to do with every single one of these books. And I've been very lucky and very blessed because I'm part of a club now. It's called Book Club, and it's on Facebook. And I've just met the most amazing people, authors, readers. They've been so kind to me, and they've said such nice things about 13 and welcomed me into their group. And I've also become a part of the ITW, the International Thriller Writers, which is very exciting, and I was accepted because of 13. So, you know, doors are opening, and it's because of this series, and I'm very excited about that.
And that sounds very, very good to me, but how is it that people can sit down and let go of their fears and write a book like Talent and Lowry 13?
Oh, fear. You know, a very long time ago, people said that fear was a choice, and I agree with that. I mean, yes, you have fear of snakes or you have fear of cell phone drivers. At least I certainly have fear of cell phone drivers. But when it comes to something you really, truly love doing, and if you want to be a writer, and I'm not talking about you're sitting in your house and saying, I can't write because I'm not going to be J.K. Rowling, or I can't write because what if somebody turns me down or rejects my manuscript? You've got to just throw all that away. You really do. You have to sit down in front of a computer and only care about what you're writing. You want to make sure it's good for you. You want to love that book. You want to do the best job you can putting that story on paper. And you can't worry about what happens in the future or what happens with the rest of it. Writing is very much a creative sport, and it's so much fun. And if you want it as a career, certainly it's one of the hardest careers I think you can choose, because you have to have a very solid spine in in this industry. And you have to have a whole heck of a lot of patience in this industry. But even if you don't choose it as a career and you just want to write, then sit down and write. Never, ever let a day go by where you have any regrets. So if you want to do something, even after that 9-to-5 job and a horrible day and you're tired and, you know, the bills aren't paid and you're scared of life in general, basically, because it's not working out, if you feel like you want to write and you have something to say, then just, you know, sit down and do it, because it'll make you feel better. It gets rid of all the weight that's on your shoulders. It really does.
And as you're sitting there writing and you're going on a novel, don't you actually expand your own wisdom to write it?
Well, I certainly have with these books. I just happened to choose something that had a whole heck of a lot of research that goes along with it. So I've learned so many things I didn't know, and I've been to locations on a computer, unfortunately, and not in a plane. But I've been to all these locations, and I feel like I've stood there and been a part of all this. So, yes, you expand your wisdom. You also expand your travel and your thoughts and your imagination. And I just think it's a wonderful thing to do. Whether you write romance or nonfiction or memoir or, you know, adventure or suspense, whatever it happens to be, it makes you feel better about life. It really does.
And as you go through this and you expand into your own drama, how does that actually let you take a trip out of your own everyday humdrum to do, to enjoy writing the book? You actually get to go on the trip first.
Oh, yeah. And you get to learn from your own characters. I mean, I'm one of those people that I'll start a book and I get into it. I mean, I really want to see what my character is going to do next. A lot of people, there are people out there who plan it from beginning to end. They plan every chapter, and I always go into it knowing what I want to say, but then there'll be a twist, there'll be a turn, and even I'm not expecting it, and I'm the one writing it. So it's really thrilling, because it's like I'm in that world with my characters, and they're showing me what they're going to do next, and it's just fun. It's a lot of fun, and it does get you out of the humdrum, you know? I mean, we all have real life, and we all have, you know, like I said, bills to pay. The news is bad every time you turn on your TV set, and you want to feel grateful, and you want to not have any regret, you know? Life's short. So when I do books and when I write books or when I help other authors and I read their books, it's a very humbling experience, and it's a lot of fun for me.
And as you're doing this, does things open up in a different way just for you?
Oh, yes. I see the world in a different way. When I was younger, you would think this would be opposite. But when I was younger, I had much more fear than I do now. And, you know, I had to be this place and this place, and I had to make sure this was done and that was done and keep all my responsibilities right there. And as I got older and I realized you don't have to worry so much. You really don't. I mean, things are going to happen. Things are going to be there. You do not know what's going to happen the next day. And like I said, all you can do is be grateful for what you've got and love what you do. And I've been very lucky that when I hit 35, I was able to start doing what I wanted to do every day. So I'm very lucky in that respect. And I hope anybody out there who wants to be an author gets to do that as well. I really do, because if you have it in you and that's what you want to do, it's just a very gratifying experience to be able to do it. And readers as well. I mean, I'm a big reader. I love reading books. I love reading other people's material. And again, you get to just lose yourself in a fantasy. You get to go somewhere else, and it's a learning experience. So readers and writers, they're both the same, because they want that creative experience. And you're just lucky when you get to do it.
And what is the thrill when you get to see your book come out and everything happens in the right way and everything just goes and everything becomes a real, becomes really a lot of fun for you?
Well, a new door opens up. And to see your book anyway, somebody puts a cover on it, you love that cover. I think the biggest experience I had was with my Angel books. I do a YA series called The Angel Chronicles, and an artist did the book covers for me, and it was just absolutely amazing to see it when it was done, because these characters that were in my head were sitting there literally on a book, on a poster, and they were real. They had come to life. So you're turning a dream into a reality, and it is an amazing thrill to hold your book in your hand and know that, you know, that came from your mind. You're hoping that at least one person out there, literally, if you can give one person in this world a good day because of your book, then you've done your job. And, you know, you'd like to give a million people that feeling, but just to give one person that feeling, to get one letter, you know, back on a Hotmail or a, you know, Gmail, and you read it and somebody just is so open and so loving about what you have created from your own mind, then that just makes you feel better than you could ever possibly feel about anything.
And that's really, isn't that what we're all just really striving? But here's a question that I have really started to ask myself. You know, the world right now, we're stuck in a mundane thing. How will writing and things like we're doing now and innovation actually take us forward, and actually is going to be the new way of living, is writing and more, I don't like the word creative, but an inner expansion of ourselves and putting our works into the world. How do you feel that's going to be the new way to live a life?
Well, you know, art and culture were taken over by industry, I would say around the 70s, early 80s. And art and culture has come back in a big, big way, which usually happens when the economy gets rough, when the mundane and the mediocre become, you know, everyday life. When you're sitting there having a cup of coffee in the morning and some hideous thing comes on the news, and it's like you don't even blink anymore because you're so used to hearing it. And you don't want it to be that way, and you want the world to change, but you're not quite sure how to change it. And after a while, you just get really, really tired of that. You get really depressed by that. And a book, you know, anything, I know you don't dislike the word creative, but anything in my mind that's imaginative and can bring somebody out of their shell and can make somebody else drop the weight off their shoulders and drop the fear, I think you're changing the world for the better. And you have got to have a sense of humor. I mean, you really do. Without my sense of humor, I think I would have pretty much, you know, just scrapped the whole thing about 10 years ago and gone to live on an island with a bunch of turtles or something. But you've got to have a sense of humor, and you've got to realize that even at the very worst, you're breathing, you're alive, you've got a shot at making the next day one of the best, or not, or maybe the best day of your life. So when you wake up in the morning breathing, that's a good day. And books, you know, to me are a way to do that. They're a way to live your life and open doors and see things from a different point of view and open up conversations. And again, you get to meet people like those people I talked about before. I mean, Mark and Cheryl and these people on the book club and the international thriller writers. And now I have another book coming out December 21st, which is a romance novel. So that brings me into a bunch of other groups, and I'm meeting all these different people. And all the YA books are different groups and different genres. So I get to meet, I mean, I'm just lucky because I get to meet all these different people, and everybody has different opinions and different conversations. And it just makes life a better place. You know, you can drop the mundane and you can drop the hurtful and the mediocre and listen to other people and meet them. And that's what's very exciting about it.
And see, that is the thing about writing. And, you know, the only one that stops somebody from writing is themselves, and that's their fear of what other people think. How do you think that really has stopped a lot of number one sellers, is people are afraid of what other people will say?
Unfortunately, it has. I'm an editor, and I've helped people get agents and publishers and stuff like that. And I have to say there are some books that are just so amazing, and these people are so talented. But the very first rejection letter from an agent, and they just close up shop. And that just, it makes me want to cry. It really does, because you know what? Not everybody's going to like you. It is physically impossible for everybody to like your book. It's not going to happen, okay? Let's take the series Twilight. I mean, right there, that's a billion-dollar industry, and I can tell you, you know, you can go on the internet and see groups that despise it and say horrible things about it, and then you can see groups that actually live and die by this book. So you're going to have differences of opinion. I've gotten letters before that people don't like a specific aspect of a book, or they think I should have done something else, or this character is not interesting to them. And that's fine. I like the feedback because I get to learn from that too. But I don't go into anything expecting everybody to like me, because when you do that, like you just said, people will give up, and I don't want people to give up, because if you love your book and you've put the passion and the emotion into that book, then you have something there. So closing up shop just because, you know, the very first agent sent you a form letter that said, thanks anyway, but unfortunately we're not doing this genre, or we don't happen to like this book. You have to remember these are form letters, okay? You have to look at it like a computer generated it. They didn't even read it. So just keep on. Just move on. And never, ever give up just because, you know, people didn't like it, because there are people that will. So you have to take the good with the bad here.
And that's the truth. But, you know, it's all on the person's day they're having and how it hits them. And that is kind of what stops people from moving forward, isn't it? Is letting people that really do things, and that they just let them move you in the wrong directions, and you take everything too personally.
Well, you do, and of course you take things to heart. You know, you wrote it. It came from your mind, and you feel sad when people don't like it. But I know a very interesting writer that once said, fear is my friend, and it is. If you get used to it and you, you know, sit next to it and say, you know what, I know you're there, but I can overcome you. I can, you know, keep going, and I can do this career, and I'm not going to give up on it, or I want to sit down and write a book, so you know what? I'm going to shut the cell phones off, I'm going to lock my door and turn on some music or whatever you want to do and just sit here and write, and you can't get me, and you know, I'm going to do what I want to do. You cannot have any regrets in this life. You just can't. And I don't want anybody to regret it by just simply not writing because they're afraid of something. And any reader will tell you, there are readers that are obsessive out there. They love books, and I'm one of them. I love to review books. I read about 20 to 30 a month. And all of this information, I mean, this is fun. And the ones that you like, the books that you like, 8,000 people may not like it, but you do. And that's what the writer needs, that one person out there that says, you know what, I loved it, and it changed my life, or it gave me a really great day. So never go into something afraid, ever, unless maybe you're jumping off a cliff. Then I would definitely be afraid of that.
And that's very true. And, you know, but people get so attached from their childhood to what's happening today. But when we get to Amy's website, it's therightcompanion.com, and you can go there and see Talent Lowry 13, The Angel Chronicles, Until Next Time, and Gilded Wings. And what's the name of the new book coming out?
The romance novel coming out is a humor romance. I should say that up front. It's not a bodice ripper or anything like that. It's a humorous romance set in New York City. And it's called A Captivating Conundrum. And it's a lot of fun. It's very humorous. And It's just about life, you know, having a good time and laughing at jokes and, you know, going to a play on Broadway and just having a good time and falling in love. And that's what that's about.
And that'll be out, when did you say, the 23rd of December?
December 21st.
And so that will open up people's eyes to what, Amy?
Living, I hope. Having a good time. Never being afraid. Just what we've been talking about. Just have a good time, you know. Sit back and relax. You'll meet the characters, and hopefully you'll get a kick out of them. One is an agent, and one is a writer, and the conversations they have between them are extremely hysterical. And one is an actor on Broadway. You've got one that's a dancer. You've got all kinds of people in there, and they're a lot of fun. And they'll make you laugh. And that's what that book was made for, is to make people laugh.
And isn't that what life is about, laughing?
I hope so.
And you can see Amy on Facebook and also Hello Writers Amy on Twitter.
That's right, yes. And come next year, we have the Sapphire Storm coming out, which is the follow-up to 13. And the Hero's Companion is coming out next year. And then the Third Angel is coming out next year. The third and final. That's a trilogy. So it all gets wrapped up next year.
And as you do that, what else expands in your life when you do that?
Faith. I would have to say faith. When you read Talent Lauer, you'll notice that there are a variety of puzzles that Leia doesn't understand, because she's a certain type of person. She is very into realism. She's very into reality. And, you know, like I said, she's like an encyclopedia. So she learns a great deal on her journey. And you have fun with Leia because she teaches you a lot. She opens her eyes and she accepts things that she didn't accept before. And she just changes. And she's a very, like I said, a very dominant personality. And she's a lot of fun. And I think faith expands. I think hope expands. I think, you know, your mind hopefully expands. And you form friendships. And like I said, that's what I think I'm most grateful for, is the friendships that I've been able to form. I mean, you know, technology is a real pain, as we know, and computers shut down every 5 minutes, as we know. But because of computers, I've been able to meet people in South Africa and Australia that I talk to every day. And that's an amazing thing, to be able to do that. And I hope we just all expand friendships and we all support each other. And I love supporting writers, and that's why I built The Write Companion 2 years ago. It's just, you form a community, and I think with writers, it's a good community, and it's a solid community, and we support each other, and I hope that continues.
And, you know, Amy, writing is also good for the soul. It really relaxes the soul. And fear is my friend when you use it as astute new wisdom.
I agree with that. Fear has to be your friend. Don't let it get you down. And it's Christmas, and it's the holidays, and everybody should enjoy themselves.
I agree. And so, Amy, we're down to the last 1 minute here. Give the people some wisdom, and we'll close out the show, and we'll get people to Amazon.com for Talent Lowry 13, and you can go to thewritecompanion.com and see all of Amy's writings and Blogspot and all of her other stuff. But she also writes tremendous articles if you want to promote your business. Anyway, Amy, give them some wisdom, and I'll close out the show.
Enjoy your families. Enjoy this time together. I hope everybody gets to see their families for the holidays, and, you know, New Year's coming up, and you can sit there, and we made it through a new year, and we will make it through a new year. Enjoy yourself, have fun, and read a lot.
And I am Robert A. Wilson, and I'll be here next Tuesday. And Gerard with Freedom of Speech Publishing is going to interview me, because I've got a new book out called Fear is My Friend.
Imagine that.
And Amy is the one that edited it.
Edited it. There you go.
And anyway, Amy, I want to thank you for being here, and I want to thank you for everything.
You're welcome, my dear.
And we will talk to you in just a minute. I'm going to hang up here, and I'll be right with you, Amy.
Okay.